Today's daf is Psachim Daf Pei Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, and Yosef ben Pesi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus, V'yecheskel Shraga ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Avram ben Yibodah L'chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chaim, Zok de Mishnah, Nitma Sholem, in the event that the Korban Pesach became Tameh, and when it became Tameh, it was complete, meaning the entire Korban became Tameh, Oy Rubai, or if the majority of the Korban became Tameh, Sarfen Oysoy Lefnei Habira Me'atzei Hamaracha. The halacha is that this Tameh Korban now had to be burnt. Where was it burnt? Lifnei Habira. Rashi says that's in the presence of the Beis HaMikdash. Me'atzei HaMarocha, the wood that was used to burn it, was the wood that was used for the Marocha, was used for the fires that were on the Mizbech. Nitnam Niyuta, in the event that a minority portion of the carbon became Tamei, V'hanoisar, or if you have Noisar, that's just leftover meat that was either supposed to be eaten or burnt on the Mizbeach that wasn't burnt. So there the halach is sarfanoi, so they need to be burnt. However, not lifnei habiro, and it wasn't burnt using the atzei amaracha, rather bechatzei roiseim, oyal gagoiseim, was burnt either in the people's private chatzeres, in their yards, or on the rooftops, meatzei atzva, and they had to use their own personal wood. Hatzei konim, people that were karg, people that didn't want to use their own wood to burn their kachim that was pasul, sarfanoi, so lifnei habiro, so they were allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash to burn their karbonos there. They would go to the Beis HaMikdash to burn their karbonos there. And the reason was, it's like this, they'd be able to benefit from the Atzei HaMarocha. So the topic of the Mishnah is pretty straightforward. It's discussing Kachim, specifically the Karban Pesach, but not exclusively the Karban Pesach. It's discussing Kachim that became Tameh, and the halach is that if you have Kachim that's Tameh, you have to burn it. Meaning, don't think that just because the Kachim is Tameh or it's Pasul, so that means you can do whatever you want with it. There's still a Shulchan Aruch that you have to follow that is going to tell you how you discard of it. What do you have to do? Number one, you have to burn it. Can't bury it, you can't throw it into a river. What you need to do is burn it. The question is, where do you burn it? So sometimes you burn it lifnei habira, in the presence of the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes you could do it in your backyard. Sometimes you could do it on your roof. Sometimes it was done using the atzei amarocha. The wood was the wood that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. Other times it had to be used using your own personal wood. The Gemara now is going to explain and analyze the halachas of the Mishnah. So the first halach in the Mishnah was, Nitma Sholem, if the entire carbon became Tameh, Arubay, or the majority of the carbon became Tameh, Sarif and Oysa Lefnei Abira. Number one, it had to be burnt, Lefnei Abira, in the presence of the Beis HaMikdash. And number two, Me'atzei HaMarach. It had to be burnt using the wood of the Marach, meaning the wood that was used to be put on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason for this? Meaning, why did you have to burn the kachin that became Tamei Dafka Lefnei Abira? Am Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina said, Kedei Levayshem. The reason was very simply because we wanted to embarrass this person. Interesting. Usually we try to go out of our way not to embarrass people. Then Adam Lechaveroi. Kalam Malbim Pnei Chaveroi Berabim is Ein Loi Chelik Lo'ilam Haba. But here, very counterintuitively, Chazal actually went out of their way to embarrass this person. They wanted him to be mevuyish that he allowed his carbon to become Tamei. Now, notice, that's only true if Nitma Shalim Arubai, if the entire carbon became Tamei, or the majority of the carbon became Tamei, because that seems to have come from gross negligence. As a result, we're going to embarrass him to make sure that this is something that doesn't happen again. So really, there's no din that kachin that's tummy needs to be burnt lefnei habira. It's just for some ulterior motive. We want to make sure this doesn't happen again, and the way we're going to make sure it doesn't happen again is by embarrassing it. But the truth is, the Gemara stops here, but really there's another thing that needs to be explained. Rashi doesn't explain it, but Tosfos explains it. And that is, why were you allowed to use the atzei amarocha? The atzei amarocha belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. It was the wood that was used on the Mizbeach, when they used to burn basar and they used to burn the fats of the karbonos. So the question is, what gives us a right now to use the wood of the Marocha to burn this kachim that's possible? Meaning, it sounds like there's no din that this kachim had to be burnt dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. If anything, really was supposed to be done in your house. The only reason we're doing it in the Beis HaMikdash is because we're trying to embarrass this person. If that's the case, so that explains why we do it in the Makom HaMikdash. But how do we explain what's the heter to be able to use the Atzei HaMarachah. So Rashi, Tosfos says, you have to say, you have no choice, that Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem. You find an idea sometimes in Halacha that Bezdin has the ability to manipulate. And they have the ability to dictate where even something that maybe is kachim shouldn't be treated like kachim. So just like there's an idea of hefker, bezin, hefker, where bezin has the right to say that something that belongs to Reuven really should belong to Shimon, bezin has the right to say that something that really should be hektish shouldn't be treated as hektish. And says Tosfos, this is an example of leiv bezdin masna aleihem, where really the Atzei HaMarachah should not have been able to be used for this purpose. However, bezin decided that this is what they wanted to do, and as a result, this is what they did. Now, why did they want it? What's the svara? So Tosfos says that being that we're embarrassing the person and he's already having a pretty rough day, that he has to schlep his carbon all the way up to the Harabayis and he has to burn it, berab him in a way where it's not going to make him look very good. So at the same time, we throw him a bone. And what we say is that instead of you having to expense on your own the cost of burning your kachim, you'll be able to use the Atzei HaMarachah. So in the clap, there's a little bit of a silver lining, that it's true we're forcing you to do it in a way where there'll be some form of public humiliation, but at the same time, you're going to be able to use the Atzei HaMarachah. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, what happens if Nitma Miyuti? What if a minority of the carbon became Tameh? So then the Mishnah said that Sarfa Noise B'chatzor Yisein HaMagogis, and then you don't go Lufnei Abira, because if a little bit of it became Tameh, it's not necessarily indicative of real negligence. As a result, there's no reason to have to go to the Atzei, to the Bira, to burn it. You can burn it wherever you want, not just that. Over there, you had to use Atzei Atzman, right? The whole idea that you could use the Atzei Marach is a chiddush. It's a chiddush for the person that's burning Lifnei Abira, because we're embarrassing him already, so we'll allow him to use the Atzei Marach, but otherwise not. And then the Mishnah says, Hatzei Kanim, people that were karg, people that were stingy, they didn't want to spend their own money to burn their kachim, so they went Lifnei Abira, and the reason they did was to use the Atzei Marach. So it's interesting. It sounds like people that were stingy were also allowed to use the Atzei Marach. So before we start the Gemara, why? What's the reason for that? It's a chiddush that we allow the person that's burning Lifnei Abira, where it was Nitma Shalei Mayrubai, to use the Atzei HaMarachah. It's based on the fact of Leif Bezna Masnalem. So how come this person, who really only a little bit of his carbon became Tameh, he decided that he wants to use the Atzei HaMarachah because he's from the Tzeikonim, because he's Karg? So what? That's a reason for us to now allow him to use the Atzei Kachim? So Tosfos says there's a Svara here as well. The Svara is that we're afraid that because he's so Karg, he's not going to do it. And as a result, everyone's going to end up losing and the Kachim is going to be disposed of in a manner that's not Pakovidic. So Tosfos says Chazal felt to make sure that he actually gets the job done. So he too, we're going to allow to use the Atzei HaMarachah. Says the Gemara, Viriminu, alas, your kasha, b'chim yishiyot from Yerushalayim. If somebody left Yerushalayim in Iskach, yesh b'yodeh basa kodesh, and he remembered, oops, he has basa kodesh inside his hand. Meaning, you're not allowed to take basa kodesh outside of Yerushalayim. Even kachim kalim, which has the lowest level of kedusha, can't leave Yerushalayim. So if somebody left Yerushalayim and he remembered that he has basa kodesh, so what's the halacha? The basa now becomes pasul. It's possible, Yotze. What's the din? You have to now burn it. So the question is, where do you burn it? Im Avat Soifim. If he already passed Har Tzoifim, Mount Scopus, Sarfavim Kaimai, then we're not matriach you to go back to Yerushalayim to burn it. But if you want, you can burn it over there. Vim Lav, and if not, Chayzav Sarfavim Ne'abira, this person's going to have to go back and burn it. Let the Atzei HaMarachah, he's going to have to use the Atzei HaMarachah. What's the kasha? We're allowing him to use the Atzei HaMarachah. Why? He's not a person where the entire animal became Tameh, where we force him to go Lifnei Abira to embarrass him, so we'll throw him a bone, we'll let him use the Atzei HaMarachah. It doesn't say that this person was Karg, so it sounds like it's a classic case of a person that had a little bit of Basa that became possible Yotze, where there's a Din Sreifa, so why are we allowing him to use the Atzei HaMarachah? Amar Rav Chama Baruch V'Leikasha, Kam B'Achsanoi, Kam B'Balabayis. We're talking about a person that's an Achsanoi, he's traveling right now. He's a quote-unquote guest. As a result, he doesn't have wood on him. Oh, because he doesn't have wood on him, this is another example of where Chazal said, Lev Bez Demasna Lev, and we're going to allow him to use the Atzei HaMarachah. When the Mishnah said that somebody that had basa that became Tameh, only a little bit of it, so he has to burn it at home, and he's not allowed to use the Atzei HaMarachah. It's talking about where he has a home. He's a balabas. Oh, balabayas. Then Enochinami, he has to use his own wood. This person's talking about where he's an achsanoi, and it's for that reason he is allowed to use the Atzei HaMarachah. Papa and Papa said, Hava Hava Achsanoi. Now, could be both Mishnahis are talking about where he was an Achsanoi. Kanchi Hichsik Baderech. Kanchi Lo Hichsik Baderech. What's unique about that case is not that he's an Achsanoi. What's unique about that case is that he was already traveling, meaning he's on the road. Oh, he's on the road to force him to go home. Maybe he lives too far. So this person, we say, go to the Beis HaMikdash and you can use the Atzei HaMarachah. It's not because he's an Achsanoi.
Could be our Mishnah that says you're not allowed to use Datsa in Marocha is also referring to an Achsanoi. What's unique about that case is that he's already a Rebbe. Zvid Amar Rebbe Zvid said, like the first Teretz, like Rav Chama Bar Ukva said, La'olam k'da'ama me'ikara, kam b'achsanoi, kam b'alabayis, v'afal gaftalei hichzik b'derech, achsanoi. And the reason is because an achsanoi, even if he's not traveling, kim b'leslu, being that he doesn't have, asu k'tzeikonim, we treat him like someone that's karg. Meaning, what's the point about someone that's karg? He just doesn't have the wood. He has no ability to go ahead and burn it. So someone that's an achsanoi, we treat him like one of the tzeikonim. Itanan, atzeikonim, tzarif and oitz lefnei abir, b'shvili honis, let's say somebody decides that he wants to burn in the chatzar and he wants to use the atzei amarocha. In shleim lehen, so the halacha is we didn't allow him to do it. Meaning, let's say you have a person that theoretically is allowed to use the atzei amarocha. Say konim, he's karg. As a result, he's allowed to use the atzei amarocha. But he says, I want to use the atzei amarocha. Where? In my chatzar. I don't want to use it lefnei abira. I want to use it in the chatzar. So the Bray says that you don't allow. Lefnei abira umeyatznei atzma. Let's say somebody says he wants to burn his kachim that's tamei, that's pasal lefnei abira, in the presence of the Beis HaMikdash, but he wants to use his own wood. Ein shleim lehem. That also we don't listen to. Says the Gemara. Bishlam imeyatznei amarocha b'chatzar yisayim. Ein shleim lehem. I understand why if somebody would want to use the atzei amarocha in his own chatzar, we wouldn't listen to him. The reason is because we're afraid that maybe there'll be some leftover wood. And what's he going to do with the leftover wood? He's going to throw it into his woodshed. He's going to keep it. That he can't do. He's using atzei amarocha. Atzei amarocha, you know what it benefit from? It's going to be an esemilo. It's a chiddush. We allow you to burn your kachim that's tamei and pasul with atzei amarocha. Okay, but that's only the part that you need. But if you have any leftovers, it's not okay. So I understand why someone that's allowed to use the atzei amarocha can only use it lefnei abira. He can't use it in his house. It's a gzeira that he may come accidentally lidei takol. Oh, lefnei abira may atzei atzman my time aloy. But I don't understand. If somebody wants to burn his kachim lefnei abira, he wants to go up to the harabayas and he's going to bring his own wood. What would be the problem over there? So the Gemara says two issues. Rabbi Yosef, such a lavishes mishayinli. You know why? Simply because we don't want to embarrass a person that doesn't have. Meaning, this person's going to come like a knacker. He has his own wood. He's able to burn his own kachim. And what about the other yid that doesn't have the money? He doesn't have the wood. So it's going to make him look not so good. So in the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't want there to be any differentiation between misha yeshloi or misha einloi. So Rabbi Yosef said, that's why Chazal said, shalei lavishes mishayinli. This is ironic because in the same sugya, we're embarrassing people, and also we're being sensitive not to embarrass people. But Rabbi Yosef said, "Shaloi levayish es misha einloi." That's why Rabbi Rabba and Rabbi Zev neachshad. Now the reason is something else. The reason neachshad. Why? Because what's going to happen if this person comes? He burns his kachim, then he's going to have leftover wood. He's going to take it home. People might think he's walking off with the atzei amarocha. Right? He's stealing things from the Beis HaMikdash. He's walking off with the towels, so it's not going to look good. So Chazal said, "You know what? If you." You can't bring your own wood. If you can't bring your own wood, you're never going to end up taking your wood back home. And like this, you're never going to come the day actually. Might be now. Is there a nafkamina between the two pshat? I mean, you have two reasons why not to use your own wood on the harabais. Either it's because you don't want to embarrass people that don't have their own wood, or it's mipnei achashad. Is there a nafkah? Meaning, Mar says, hey, it could be now, da'isi kani v'charyis, d'loi chazil maracha. What would be if you brought wood that wasn't able to be used on the maracha? Meaning, if you brought wood that could be confused with atzei maracha, so then you have the svara of chashad, but then you have the svara of shaloi levayishes misha einlai. But what would be if you brought wood that cannot be confused with the atzei amarocha? You brought a certain type of wood that was never used on the mizbech. So if the reason is mipnei achshad, there's no chshad. Because if someone's going to see you walking home with that wood, he's not going to think it's the atzei amarocha, because that type of wood was never used for the atzei amarocha. If the reason is mipnei achshad, then it will be achshad. So you wonder what the nafkin between the two pshatim is. If you use wood that wasn't kosher to be used for the atzei amarocha, tanan hosam, a similar halacha. Roish ha-maimid, ha-maimid is ha-tmeyam ha-sharam-mizruch. This mishnah, the Hassam is Masechtas Tamid. And the Mishnah is describing something that happened every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Masechtas Tamid is the Masechta that deals with Tamid, with the things that happened to meet them every single day. So one of the things was the Reish HaMaimit, the person that was in charge of all the Kehanim, so he would have to inspect in the morning to see who's Tamei and who's Tar. If somebody's Tamei, he obviously can't do the Avodah. And he would take all the Tmeim and he would line them up Al Shar HaMizrach. By the eastern gate, they all had a stand. My time, what's the reason? They were literally a public display. We're trying to embarrass them. Rav Amrava said, Mipnei HaChashad. The reason is, Mipnei HaChashad. My Bein Nayu, what's the difference between the two Pshatim? It can be Nayu. Meaning, what's Kedei Levayishon? We're embarrassing the person. Why did you become tamei? What's the chashad? The chashad is because if a kohen is going to be seen dreng zech, not doing avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, people are going to think that he's shirking his responsibility, that he's going away from what he needs to do. People are going to think, oh, he's taking a day off, maybe he has to go do some work. And as a result, people are going to maybe start spreading rumors about the person. So these would be two reasons why we'd want everyone to know who's tameh. Either to embarrass the person, or b'pnei achshad, because otherwise, people are going to start maybe spreading rumors. Why he's not doing the avodah? It's like this, let everybody know he's tameh. Everybody's going to know why he's not doing the avodah. It says, my b'nayu, is there an afkamin to pshatim? It could be now, yeah, mefanki. One afkamin is if the person's a mefunik. This person never does work. So if he's not doing work, in the Beis Hamikdash, no one's going to think he's at his job because that's just not his thing. So as a result, you don't have to worry about the chashad. If you want to embarrass him, okay, you'd embarrass him anyways. Inami the kngodol shishura. Or it's talking about this person has a job, similar to Eretz, but he has an umnis kala. He does something that's very kala. He doesn't make a lot of money doing what he does. And as a result, no one's ever going to think that he left avoida if he has a job where he's making a lot of money. So maybe there's a svara to say there's a chashad. So maybe you would have to be concerned. But if his job is not something that warrants such a chashad, so based on chashad, you wouldn't have to worry. Based on the idea of embarrassing the person, that's something you would have to do. Why did we just mention this? This has nothing to do really with our sugya, other than the fact that there was a Mishnah that was discussing a halacha about someone that's tameh that was made on public display. We had a machlokes Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, what the pshat in that Mishnah is, and the machlokes Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef is very similar to the machlokes Rabbah or Rava and Rabbi Yosef that we had in the Braisa that there wasn't a Geir Arsugi. Is it Kedela Vaishon or is it Mepnei Hachshad? Either way, so the first part of the daf discussed the halachos of the carbon Pesach, or any carbon for that matter, that became tameh, or it became pasul, where the halachas had to be burnt. You couldn't just dispose of it. It was something that needed to be burnt, and there was a whole Shulchan Aruch that had to be followed. Just like if you have a kosher carbon, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch that dictates what you do with it. The shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika. Where you do the shechita, where you do the zrika, how many zrikas are you supposed to do? When it comes to kachem psulim, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch as well. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Me'inyin le'inyin. So we're continuing to discuss kachim that's pasul or kachim that's tamei. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach sheYotza, the carbon Pesach that was Yotza. What does it mean? It was Yotza. It left Yerushalayim. The carbon Pesach was kachim kalim. Kachim kalim is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. So if you have a carbon Pesach left Yerushalayim, it's a nitma or it became tamei. If it became tamei, it's a problem. Yisarif miyad. The halach is you have to burn it. Not just you burn it, but you burn it miyad. Emphasis on the word miyah. That's going to be the topic of the sugya. Immediately, nitmu abaylam. What would be if you have a carbon Pesach? Pesach was never yoytze. It never became tummy, but the owner of the carbon Pesach became tummy. We know from yesterday's daf, and really from previous dafin, that ordinarily, if the owner of a carbon becomes tummy, it's not a problem. It's an issue for him to walk into the Azara, but doesn't have to walk into the Azara. Meshalchim carbon esen. You could always make a shliach to bring the carbon for you. There are two times where if a person is obligated to bring a carbon and he brings it while he's in a state of tumah, even if he doesn't enter the Azara, it's going to be an issue. What are the two examples of that? The carbon Pesach and the carbon of a Nazar. So here we're dealing with a carbon Pesach. If the Bailim, the owner of the carbon Pesach, became tumah, Oish Shemes, or the owners died, to Ubar Tzurasai, the halach is you have to wait until the carbon Pesach becomes a little bit disfigured. Earth. And then afterwards, the Yisara, if you should burn it, and when do you burn it? B'shisha Asar, on the 16th day of Nisan. Rabbi Yechim and Breikim says, after Yisara, miyah. Now, even in a case where the owner died, that lachas, you can burn it immediately. The fishna ain't layoichlan, the reason is because there's no one to eat it, and if there's nobody to eat it, that's enough of a reason for you to be able to burn it right away. So the Mishnah is discussing a carbon Pesach that right now is possible. Right now, you can't use this carbon Pesach. If you have a carbon Pesach you can't use, what do you do with it? It's a short answer. You burn it. That's always going to be the halach. Where do you burn it? Which wood do you use? But you're for sure going to burn it. There's nothing to talk about. What's the discussion of the Mishnah? The discussion of the Mishnah is, can you burn it right away? Would you have to wait for something to happen? What would you have to wait? Ibur Tzura. Like, this is an idea that we've seen a few times. It comes up a lot. The idea of Ibur Tzura is that there are certain times where Chazal were very sensitive and they said, I don't want you to burn the kachem right away. Because if you're going to burn it right away when it looks good and healthy, then there's a bizoyan to the kachem. So you know you have to burn it anyways? So zayin, I understand. Wait until it starts spoiling a little bit. Wait until there's an ibur tsura, something happens to the tsura, something changes. At that point, it's not going to look like such good meat anymore. And then you'll burn it. Like, this will be a less of a bizoyan. If you burn it in a perfect state, it's considered more of a bizoyan. Wait until ibur tsura. So what is ibur tsura? Ibur tsura is you wait overnight. So wait until the next day. So if this happened on a Wednesday, wait until Thursday. Thursday, burn it, and then everything is going to be cursed. It says the Mishnah, Machloikis Tanoim, as it relates to the Karban Pesach, became Tom. The Tanakhama says that if the Karban Pesach itself became Pasul, it was Yotza Chutzli Yerushalayim, or it became Tomei. So then the Allah is you burn it immediately. You don't need Ibur Tzura. If the Bailim became Tomei, then the Allah is Ibur Tzura. What's the Chilek? If the Karban itself became Tomei, the Psul is in the Cheftza, it's in the Gufa Karban. So then the halacha is, it's so possible that you can burn it even without Ibur Tzura. We don't have the sensitivity of waiting until it gets a little disformed. Because it's so possible that we're not worried about the bezoyin. Yeah, bezoyin is if there's a little kedusha. But this kedusha is too low for me to even be sensitive to that. So maybe I'll burn it right away. If the cheftz of the carbon's fine, the guf of the carbon's fine, something happened to the bailin, he became tummy or he died, that's a davar achar, that's external. Oh, something external over there, we're going to be less sensitive. Then we're going to be more sensitive because there it affects the carbon less. So we look at the carbon as being more kaddish, and as a result, you would need Ibur Tzura in order for you to be able to. Rabbi Yechon Breiko argued, Rabbi Yechon Breiko said, Avzei Yisarif Miyad. Even when something happens to the Bailam, you can have the same halach. So one thing that's for sure presupposed in the Mishnah is that if you have kachim that's tame, you're supposed to burn it, right? The previous Mishnah, this Mishnah, there's nothing to talk about. So the question is, what's the makar? So I understand, says the Gemara, that the halach is if you have kachim that's tame, you have to burn it. It's learned from a pasuk, Siv, it says, Vabasar Asheyiga Bechol Tame. It's pretty straightforward. If basar touched tumma, you're not allowed to eat the basar, you have to burn it. Now that pasuk is talking about shlamim, which means it's discussing kachim kalim, and if it's true for kachim kalim, as we'll see soon in the Gemara, kal v'chaymer for kachim kedashim, so it's very simple how you know you have to burn. El yoytze, you know, how do you know that if the kachim becomes possible, yoytze, it left its mechitzos, now loch is you have to burn it. Now just to chazer, what is psul yoytze? Every carbon has its mechitza that it has to be within. Kachim kedashim had to be within the Azara. Kachim Kalim had to be anywhere in Yerushalayim. So when Kachim Kadashim leaves the Azara, it becomes possible Yoytze. When Kachim Kalim leaves Yerushalayim or HaKadosh, it becomes possible Yoytze. So not all Karbanos were created equally as it relates to Psul Yoytze. Depending on what your Machana is, what your Gvul is, what your boundary is, that determines what Yoytze means. You went outside of bounds. So if the bounds are the Azara, so out of bounds means outside of the Azara. If the Gvul is Yerushalayim, then outside would mean outside of Yerushalayim. But says the Gemara, Bishloima, I know, I have a Makar, that Basa, that's Tommy, you have to burn, because it says clearly, Fabasa, Shigi Bechal Tommy, Lo Yachav, Eish, Yisrof, Elo Yoytze, Ben Hayri, No Yoytze, Dechziv, so the Gemara says, we know from the following Pasuk, it says, Hein Lo Yehuva Es Dama, El Kodesh HaPanima. Now we're going to see more about this later in the Daf. So we'll do a brief intro to this, but later. But for now, the context over here is it was Vayibayei Mashmini, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it was the first day that the Mishkan was functioning with Kayanim, Aharon, and his sons. It was the day of Mises Nadav Aviyu, and there were many Karbanos that were brought. And amongst the Karbanos that were brought was the seer of Rosh Chodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And they brought the special Musif that was brought every Rosh Chodesh. And Aharon took that seer of Rosh Chodesh and he burnt it. And when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he burnt it, he didn't understand why. So he started suggesting to Aharon, why did you burn this carbon? The dam of this carbon never entered the Heichal. That's not why you burnt it. What do you mean by that? Why did you eat the chatzmin? Why did you eat the Is it because the dam entered the Heichal? He said, that's not the reason. He told him, maybe the reason you burnt it is because it was Yoytze. It left its Mechitza. Meaning, the halacha is that the dam of a karban chatos is not allowed to enter the heichal. Assuming it's one of the chatois that were brought outside of the heichal, meaning in the azara, the dam of that chatos was not allowed to enter the heichal. The halacha also is that dam or any part of a karban is not allowed to be yoytze. It's not the same thing. Nichnas and yoytze. Nichnas is where something has to be outside, goes inside. Yoytze is where something has to be inside, goes outside. So Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to him, he says, what's going on? What happened over here? Is it because the dam that was supposed to be Yoytze, I mean, it was supposed to be in the Azara, entered a Gvul that it wasn't supposed to be? He said, no, that's not the reason. He said, maybe it's because it left the Gvul. Maybe it's because it went outside the Azara. Amalei Lav, he said, nah. And he said the word Bakoidesh. Bakoidesh Hoyse. It was always Bakoidesh. It was never Yoytze. Amalei said, told Iba Koidesh Hoyse, the Hinla Huva's Tomel Koidesh Apnima. If it never went outside and it didn't go inside, my door like Chalta Moise. So why did you eat it? So why did you not eat? I mean, why did you burn it? So what do you see from here? One thing, Michaldi, in Afka, you see from here that had the Dam been Yoytze, Inami Ayil Domel Afnim, or had it been Nichna, Nechnas, had it gone outside of where it's supposed to be, or it would have gone too far inside, Basreifa, you see, it would have been considered a Basreifa. You would have had to burn it. So from this Pasuk that describes the exchange between Moshe and Aharon, you see that something that's possible Yotze has a din of Sreifa. So we have a Makar that something that's Tomei has a din Sreifa. That's really straightforward. And we also have a Makar that's something that's Yotze needs Sreifa. How do you know that? You see that from the exchange between Moshe and Aharon. It says more, Bishlam in Itma, Gali Rechman, Bechashim, Kalim, Kalshim, Kalshim, Kadashim. The pasuk that describes something that's tummy that needs reifa is talking about the carbon shlam. The carbon shlam was kachem kalam. So if I know that kachem kalam has a din reifa when it becomes tummy, certainly kachem kadoshim. That means from that one pasuk, I know all carbonas have this elu yoytze. But as it relates to the psul yoytze, ashkech kachem kadoshim, kachem kalam inalan. I have a makar for kachem kadoshim. The story of Moshe and Aharon was a carbon chatas, which is kachem kadoshim, kachem kalam inalan. How do I know kachem kalin? Visu and achakash hadit. Now we learned in the Mishnah. One dama, if the dam of a carbon stayed overnight, meaning you shechted the carbon on a Wednesday, you were supposed to do the zrika on a Wednesday, and now it's Thursday. The dam is still sitting around. Unishbach dama. What would happen if the dam spilled? It poured on the ground. Yatzad damachutz l'klam, or it went outside of the azara. The kaimalam b'sreifat itu that lachas reif min alon. What's the makar to that? Meaning we found the makar for tam. For all karbanis. Why all karbanis? Because we have it by shlamim, which is kachem kalam, certainly by kachem kadashim. We found the makar for psul yoytze and psul nichnas by kachem kadashim. Where do we see that? From the exchange between Moshe. Why did you burn it? Had it been nichnas, I understand. Had it been yoytze, I understand. But you see, as it relates to any other psul, he wouldn't have understood. So you have it for kachem kadashim and for nichnas and yoytze. The question is, how do you know nichnas and yoytze by kachem kalam? The oid, how do you know all these other psulim by kachem kadashim and by kachem kalim? So the Gemara says you have to say there's another makar to all this. There's another makar that says that all the psulim require sreif. Because if we're going to go one by one, we're never going to get anywhere. So there must be a more general makar. So the Gemara says the naftlim with Reb Shimon. You know from a tiny bit with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says by kodesh. We learn from there that the carbon chatos that's possible needs sreifa. Now he doesn't need sreifa, but by sreifase by kodesh. By kodesh tisarif. The sreifa should be by kodesh. It should actually be in the makom hamikdash. Eli elazu bavach. Absolutely, kachem kadashim beimur kachem. That pasuk again is referring to the psul nichnas and the psul yoytze of achatas. So says the Gemara, I would only know those psulim have a din that it requires sreifa in a makom kodesh. How do I know all other psulim of kachem kadashim? Or how do I know kachem kalin? Tamad loymar v'chol b'kodesh. That pasuk starts off with the word v'cha. Oh, v'chol b'kodesh v'ish tisarif. That teaches me all kachem. Ashken kachem kadashim kachem kalin. Okay, it still only teaches me all kachem kadashim because the context is still a karbon chatas. Even if I have a chol, so I know all kachem kadashim. How do I know kachem kalin? Ella, the Gemara says like this. You must say kol psule b'kodesh b'sreifa. This halacha. That kachim, that pasul needs reifa, loishna kachim, kan loishna kachim, dashim. It doesn't matter what type of kachim you're talking about, Gemara, Gemirila, it's all halacha l'moishim misinai. Forget about all the makairis. It's very simple. Halacha l'moishim misinai, it's the easiest answer. It doesn't matter if it's kachim gadashim, it doesn't matter if it's kachim kalim. It doesn't matter if it's a psul yoitz, if it's a psul nichnas, if it's a psul nishbach, if it was yatsadam chutzlat kloim, if it was landam, it doesn't matter who, what, when, where. The halacha always is, number one, sreifa, and even see more than that. But Bakodesh Tisarif, the Sreifa has to be in a Makom Kodesh, says the Gemara, if that's the case. So why did we need the Makar from Moshe and Aharon? Moshe and Aharon, their exchange was a source that Yoytze and Nichnas need Sreifa. The Gemara says it wasn't a source. They were just handling the event. It was a real story. It's happening in real time. So the Torah is just telling us what happened. In the exchange, they were handling a halacha that happens to be halacha l'moishim misinai. But that pasuk was never meant as a makar. It's just the remez to an exchange that was taking place. L'tana devei rabba baravua. According to Tana devei rabba baravua, the amra afilo pigol tan ibertzura, that says that even pigol needs ibertzura minolan, meaning there's Amanda Amar, who holds that any psul that kachem has requires ibur tzura. The halach is you can't burn it right away, but rather you have to wait until the next day. What's the makar to that? So the Gemara says, Yalef avayn avayn mi noiser. He learns, Gzeirah shava avayn avayn mi noiser. Noiser has ibur tzura. How do you know noiser has ibur tzura? Because noiser, by definition, is ibur tzura. Ibur tzura means wait until tomorrow. Noiser is meat that was left until tomorrow. So being that by definition there is ibur tzura, and it says oven by noiser,
And it says oven by pigle, so I learned pigle just like oven. Why do we learn the word oven from the chatas of a haron? A haron, when he burnt his chatas, he burnt it immediately. He didn't wait until he burnt it. He burnt it right away. So why do we say that just like he burnt it right away, so maybe the halacha should be that pigle always gets burnt right away? He's going to tell you that that was just a hirah shah. Meaning the fact that a haron burnt it right away isn't really what the halacha is. That was a hirah shah. Because it was a hirah shah, that's why he did it that way. So if you can learn pigle gzeirah shava from a halacha that's nogeil l'dayris, or learn it from a halacha that was hirah shah, was only nogeil that specific generation, it makes more sense to learn it from something that's going to be nogeil l'dayris. Look, the Gemara hashad amrin the kopsu the kodesh b'sreifa loishnu the kachu kachu loishnu kachu kalam Gemara gemilu la b'kodesh b'eshes. So if lamely, now that you're telling me that all these halachas are really halacha l'mesh misinai, so we're going to have to revisit all the psukim that the Gemara brought up until this point. Meaning up until this point, we had a few sources to the halacha that when you have kachim, that's possible and needs reifa. So what do we need all these psukim for? So Gemara's going to go through them. Number one, Bakoidesh Be'esh Tisarif. That was the makar that Rav Shimon brought on the top of the Yomid. To teach me, Vimeid Al-Chata Shesreifasa Bakoidesh. What do I need that for now? So Gemara says, no, I still need that because Ahumi Bayaleh Shesreifasa Bakoidesh. Now, Lachna Moish Misinai only teaches me Sreifa. But it doesn't teach me that Sreifasa Bakoidesh, that the Sreifa has to be in the Makam Koidesh. That's Mechidesh, that the Sreifa has to be in the Makam Koidesh. Vabasna Shiga Bechal Tomid Lo Yachab Eishes Orv Lomali. This was the pasuk that we started the daf with, right? How did we start the daf? We started the daf that said that Vabasna Ashayiga Bechal Tomid Lo Yachel Beishi Sarif. Thank you. The pasuk that says Beishi Sarif. So Lo Yachel Lomali. What do I need that pasuk for? Hula Gufe Yitzdrich. The Gemara says, no, that I need for itself. So Kadai Chamino. I would have thought Kol Psulim the Kodesh. All Psulim of Kodesh going London of an Ishmach Dom of a Yotze Dom of an Ishchot of a Laila. All the Kachem Psulim, right? All the Briska Psulim. The Besreifa, maybe there you need Sreifa. Why? The less new Bechulin. Because these Psulin, I'll get there, will get that those Psulin are not Negeya by Chulin. They're only Psulin that are Negeya by Kachem. Aval Nitma, as it relates to Nitma, the Bechulin Ami Mifsul, Nitma is a Psul that you have by Chulin as well. So, Ema, I would have thought, Hoyl Vis Avid by Uvdin de Choyl, Ema Loiti by Sreifa, Vitisagile, Bikfura, Kamash Malon. Even after all the halachas Lamoisha Misinai, that teach me that kachim, that's possible, requires sreifa. But at the same time, I would have thought that that's only if it's a psul that's unique to kachim. But if the psul that you have is a more general psul, like tumma is not unique to kachim. Tumma is true for chulin and for meiser and for truma. It's true for other things as well. It's not exclusive to kachim. So you would have thought a psul that affects chulin as well is maybe not included in the halacha l'moshe misinai. So how do you know that the halacha is that it needs reifa? So if kachim becomes yotze nichnas, yeah, and a chenami. There I have a halacha l'moshe misinai. But if it becomes tameh, being that the psul of tumah is not unique, it's not exclusive to kachim, so you would have thought that maybe the halacha l'moshe misinai doesn't apply. That's why I need a pasuk. That's takan not learned out from the halacha l'moshe misinai. Rather, that's learned out from the pasuk. A little more gemara. Nitmo abaylam oishem mesu to ubar tzuras. That's again. So we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed a pesach that's possible. The halacha is Sreifa. How do you know Sreifa? There's Halacha L'moshe Misinai, Kachim Kedoshim, Kachim Kam. Doesn't matter what the psul is. The Halacha is always Sreifa. Not only is Halacha Sreifa, but the Sreifa is supposed to be Bakoidesh Tisarif. Says the Mishnah. However, there are times that when the carbon becomes possible, you will burn it immediately. And there are times that when the carbon becomes possible, you require Ibritzura, which means you have to wait until tomorrow. You have to wait until the food spoils a little bit. Then it's going to be less of a bazillion kachim to burn it, and you wait until the next day. What does it depend on? Did the guf become pasul, or is it something external? If the Pesach itself was yoytze, or the Pesach itself became tameh, then you burn it right away. Then you don't need ibur tzura. It's so bad, the psul, you could burn it immediately. If, however, something happened to the owner became tameh or he died, then the psul of the carbon is not so bad. Then the halach is you need ibur tzura. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika argued. He said, even if something happened to the owner, even then the halach is yisarif miyad. You're allowed to burn it right away. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, and the Chachamim, which is going to be the topic of the rest of the daf, whether a Pesach, where something happened to the bialim, so the halachayla is, can you burn it immediately, or do you have to have ibur tzura? Zok to Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, machloikis shenit nu bailam achaz riko. The machloikis, between Rav Yechim Bregin, the Chachamim, is when first we did a shechit to Kabbalah Elohaz riko with this carbon Pesach,
after the Zrika, before the Bailam ate from the Karban Pesach, he became Tamei or he died. There, the Tana, the Mishnah said that the halacha is you need Ibur Tzura. Why? This Chazi Basar L'Achila. Because the Basar already became Roy L'Achila. You did a good Shechita Kabbalah L'Achaz Rika. There, if the person became Tamei afterwards, we look at it as something external. Avol Nitmu Bailam L'Fnei Zrika. But if the Bailam would become Tamei L'Fnei Zrika, in which case the Basar never even became Roy L'Achila. The Bailam was never able to eat the Basar. Why? Because if the Bailam was Tomei, the Zrika was never a Kasher Zrika. This is a Lumdis. Divya call you Sarif Miyad. Everyone's going to hold you, you can burn it right away. Meaning, the fact that the Bailam became Tomei is considered like an external issue. As a result, doesn't affect the guf of the carbon. As a result, it's not such a psul. As a result, it needs Ibur too. That's the halach of the Mishnah. That's the sheet of the Tanakam. But if the Bailam would be Tomei before the Zrika, then the carbon's possible. You know why? Doesn't God kind Zrika? The Zrika was never good. It's not because the Bailam's Tomei. The Bailam Tomei made the Zrika possible. Oh, you never had a Zrika. So that's a real psul. That's a real psul. Mamele Yisarif Miyad. So the whole halach of the Mishnah is when you did a Zrika, then the Bailam became Tomei. So the whole psul is the Bailam. Okay, so that's external. That requires Ibur Tzura. But if the Bailam became Tomei before the Zrika, so now the Zrika wasn't a Kasher Zrika. If the Zrika wasn't a Kasher Zrika, then you start Meisvei, right through my last week, Kasher Zeaklal. Here's the rule. Kol Shep, Psule Begufoy, Yisarif Miyad. Anytime the psul is in the goof, you burn it right away. But Damu Bailam, if the psul is in the blood or in the Bailam, to Ubat Zirasai, then you need Ibur Tzura, Vyetz Lebeis Hasrefa, and then you burn it. Now, this brisa says essentially what the Mishnah says. However, Ketani Bailam Dum Yedadam. This brisa also mentioned Dan, right? The brisa always adds a little something that the Mishnah doesn't have. What did this brisa say? It mentioned Dan. There was no mention of Dan in our Mishnah. So what does Dan have to do with anything? Someone says, I'll tell you why. Because you mentioned Dan and Bailam, you juxtapose them, you put them together in the same breath. So it sounds like the Dan and the Bailam were the same. Meaning, Ma Dan Lifnei Zrika, when did the Dan become Tommy in this brisa? We're talking about Dam of a Pesach that became Tomei. When? Obviously before the Zrika. Once you did the Zrika, it doesn't matter anymore. So obviously that before the Zrika. So Bailam Lifnei Zrika. It sounds like the Bailam also became Tomei Lifnei Zrika. And what's the halacha? To Ubar Tzurasai. You need to do Ibur Tzura. So you see that even though it happened before the Zrika, which means it impacted the Zrika, still you need Ibur Tzura. So it's a kashan what the Gemara just said. Kashan Rav Yosef. So Gemara says, you're right. Eli Yitma, Hachi Yitma. You have to say what Rav Yosef said was just the opposite. Machloikis. The machloikis between Rav Yechim breaking the Chamim and the Mishnah is Shenitmu Bailam with Nezri. Machloikis is where the Tumah happened before the Zrika. In which case, the Basa never became Roy Lachilo. That's like Psula Begufi. Why the Zrika was never kosher with Zrika. Aval Nitmu Bailam Lachas Zrika. But if the Bailam became Tomei after the Zrika, this Chazi Basa L'Achila, over there the Basa became Roy L'Achila, Divri Akoil, everybody's going to hold Psulei Machmas Dover Achar, that we look at the Psul as if it's Machmas Dover Achar, Ubay Ibur Tzura, and it's going to require Ibur Tzura. Meaning everybody holds that if the Tumah happened after the fact, that it requires Ibur Tzura. The machloikis was just the opposite. It's not dafka when it happened after the fact. It's dafka when it happened before the fact. The machloikis is dafka when it happened earlier. And what's the machloikis? According to the chachamim, even if it happened before the Zrika, still it requires Ibur Tzura. Because it happened before the Zrika. Oh, before the Zrika. Over there, it's not going to require Ibur Tzura. But the point is, it stims with the braisa that the Gemara brought. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan said, Af la'achas Zrika nami machloikis. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef is the first opinion in the Gemara, and Rabbi Yosef said that the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Broita and the Chachamim in the Mishnah is dafka lifnei zrika. Avol la'acha zrika, everybody holds that it requires Ibur Tzura. Because la'acha zrika, everything was kosher really. Something happened to the Bailam after the zrika, after the carbon became kosher. At that point, it's not enough of a psul to say that you can burn it right away. Rabbi Yochanan argued. He said the machloikis is even la'achas rika. What does even la'achas rika mean? Meaning the machloikis is lifnei zrika and it's la'achas rika. The machloikis is both. It's lifnei zrika and it's la'achas rika. But the point is the machloikis is even la'achas rika. So the Gemara says, "Va'oz Rabbi Yochanan l'tameh." And this Rabbi Yochanan is really l'shitasoi. To Am Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yochanan and Breiker from Nechemya Amar Davar Echad. That Rabbi Yochanan and Breiker from Nechemya both said the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan and Breiker, Rabbi Yochanan and Breiker. That's the Rabbi Yochanan and Breiker of our Mishnah that says that if something happens to the Bailam of a Karban Pesach, Yisarif Miyad, and you don't have to have Ibur Tzura. Rab Nechemya, who's this Rab Nechemya? Mayhi, the Tanya, we're going to the Brais. Rab Nechemya Omer, Rab Nechemya said, Bepnei Aninus Nisrafuzu. Lokach Nemar Koela. So Rab Nechemya was commenting on the exchange between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon that happened by Yehi Bayoy Mashmini. Now the truth is, we said earlier, we give a little introduction to this part of the daf. It got laid early, so we'll have to say that for another day. But the point is an exchange between Moshe and Aharon taking place, where Aharon went and he burnt the soil of Rosh Chodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. He got angry, the pasuk says. He said, why'd you burn it? There was no psalm yotze, there was no psalm nichnas. Why did you burn it? So why taka did Aharon burn it? Why did he burn it? So Reb Nechemya said the reason he burnt it was because he felt he was an oine. He just lost his two sons, Nadav and Avihu. So he said he's an oine, he's not going to be able to eat from it. And because he's not going to be able to eat from it, so as a result, he's going to burn it right away. So that's how Reb Nechemya understood. Says the Gemara, V'ha aninus kal achaz rika hafen. Aninus is like achaz rika. What does that mean? If Rachmana Litzlan, a person has to bring a carbon, becomes an oine. Does the aninus affect the guf of the carbon? No. It's like nitma bailam, something happening to the owner. It didn't affect the carbon. The carbon didn't change. The owner of the carbon changed, right? That's pasha. Not just that. What was the carbon that was being brought? It was a carbon chatas. It was the chatas that was born in Rosh Chodesh. The carbon chatas doesn't need the owner to be okay. The only two carbonas where we care about the owner is the nazir and the carbon pasach. Other than that, we don't really care. Meaning, a carbon can be brought on behalf of someone that can't eat from a carbon. Whether he's tameh, like in our cases, or whether he's an oinei, like in the story with Aharon, another ben Aviv. But a carbon can be brought even on behalf of someone that himself is not allowed to eat the carbon. Which means the psul aninus is not a psul that would impact the zrika. If that's the case, it's kila achaz zrika. Why is it kila achaz zrika? Because it doesn't affect the zrika. The whole svara of nitma bailam lifnei zrika, looking at that as being a psul aguf, it's because you need the bailam to be tar in order to have the zrika. But if aninus bechatos has no ability to affect bechatos, so even if it happened before the zrika, it's as if it happened la'achaz zrika. It's always kid with a kafadimyan la'achaz zrika dam. It's always as if it happened after the zrika, because the zrika is not going to be affected by the aninus. Okay. So he isteruf, and when Aharon went ahead and he burnt it, when did he burn it? La'altin isteruf. He didn't wait until tomorrow. He didn't burn it by yemachi. He burnt it by Yom HaShmini. How was he able to burn it by Yom HaShmini? What's going on over here? L'chayra, who holds that if nitma bailam, yisarif miyad? Oh, Faisus Reb Nechemya does. You know what Reb Yoichanan said about Reb Nechemya? He said Reb Yoichanan ben Breukna of our Mishnah and Reb Nechemya in Zvach and Daf Kuf Aleph Amru Davar Echad. Oh, this is Reb Yoichanan l'shitasa, who holds Reb Yoichanan Breukna said his halacha even l'achaz zrika. Because if you're going to tell me Reb Yoichanan Breukna only said his halacha lifnei zrika, then it doesn't stem with Reb Nechemya. Because Reb Nechemya is going l'achaz zrika. What do you mean? Who said it was l'achaz zrika? Because it's always kill achaz zrika dami, because there's no din that by a chatas you need the bailam to be okay in order for you able to do a zrika. Geshmak and Gemar. Not easy, but Geshmak. Rabbi Moisin Fafra B'Yisagli, the Rabbi said, oh, by the way, to go along this theme of Rabbi Yechanan said that Rabbi Yechanan and Breiker Rabbi Nechemya Amar Davar Echad, I could add another Tana to this list that also said the same thing. Who is that? Rabbi Yosei Agli. Time will interpret. Rabbi Yosei Agli. Kol Yim Kulein Medam Be'elu B'Parim Hanisrafim U'Besnirei Hanisrafim. The context over there is a pasuk in the Torah. V'chol Chatas Hashayuva Midama. Either way, that pasuk Rabbi Yosei Agli said is referring to Parim Hanisrafim Sinir Hanisrafim. These were certain chatos that were treated very differently than an ordinary chatos. They had to be burnt, and they were burnt outside of the Gimel Machnas. But the point is, and that pasuk teaches me that when they become pasul, they had to be burnt dafka on the Beis Habira, meaning in the Makam HaMikdash, the Arabais. Additional v'lit and loisa say alachilasa. If somebody would eat them when it's pasul, now lochens he would be over a loisa say. Amr Leide told Rabbi Yosef Aglili, chatas shenichnas dama lefnai v'lefnim minayin. How do you know that the chatas whose dam went lefnai v'lefnim is going to be pasul? Amr Leide told him, heloi huves dama el kodesh apanima. Nechla, what do you see from there? The I nafik iu inami ayol dama b'sreifa. You see from there that had it gone in, or had the dam gone in, then the halacha would have been that you would have been chayiv sreifa. So that chayiv sreifa, you would have had to burn the carbon. So you see that the halacha is you would have burnt it and you would have burnt it miyad. So again, you see that even though the psul is a psul study, still the halacha is you would have to burn it. Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan throw Rabbi Yosei Aglili into the same mix? So the Gemara says, "Sover damu basner chadam milsi." Because over there, we'd be talking about where something happened to the dam. Or if something happened to the dam, of course you could burn it right away. That's considered psul, but that's nothing to do with us. The fact that Rabbi Yosef Aglili said that if the dam was nichnas or yaitza, you would burn it right away, what does it have to do with our sugya? What does it have to do with Rabbi Yochanan Breiker and Nechemya? Rabbi Yochanan Breiker and Nechemya are talking about there's a psul in the carbon, and the psul is external. There the dam became psul. So he said, there's the dam. There it's the dam, it's different. Dam is like basar. Rabba held that dam is treated like bailam, not like basar. You have to know why. Rav Yechanan said that dam to me is treated like basar. If it's treated like basar, this really has nothing to do with our shayla. Exhale. So just to speak out, a little bit of raid, really more general raid, as it relates to the halachas of Karban Pesach, a little bit of halacha, a little bit of agadah, a little bit of rest to the story, and maybe even a little bit of pnimius atayra. Now again, this raid bite doesn't have anything to do with today's daf per se. It's more general, related to the sugyas of Karban Pesach. Believe it or not, the sugyas are soon coming to an end. We're not far away from Arvei Pesachim, which means we're not so far away from Hadron Halach Masechtas Pesachim, so we have to chop around where we can. So just one raid bite as it relates to some of the yesoidos that are very negeya Masechtas Pesachim, specifically the Karban Pesach, and specifically some of the raid that we've schmoozed a little bit about over the last few days. We've mentioned many times that there was a major machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. Why the Yidden ever brought Karbanos? Forget Karban Pesach. Parshas Vayikra, Tzav, Shmini, Tazria, Metzora, Teres Koyanim, Seder Kachim. Karbanos, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, was a huge part of Jewish life. And the question is, why did Hashem command Yidden to bring Karbanos? The Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim said something that was Marish Olamos. The Rambam said that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need our Karbanos. It wasn't really necessary. So why did Hashem ask us to bring Karbanos? He said, the reason is because the Yidden that were taken out of Mitzrayim were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And as a result, the only way for them to understand serving and worshiping a deity was through the medium of animal sacrifice. Because that's what the pagans did. That's what the Oivdei Avodah Zarah did. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Yidden to be able to relate to Avodah Hashem. So he gave them something that they were able to make sense of. Oh, animal sacrifice? That's something I understand. That's something I get. And as a result, animal sacrifice, karbanos, became a big part of Jewish life. V'oid, said the Rambam, there was another element. And that is that the Yidden were so shaku and avodah zarah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned that maybe in the event that we take out if there wouldn't be karbanos, maybe the Yidden would end up being avodah zarah. And that was something he was very worried about. So Hashem said there'll be a kosher outlet. There'll be a way to express that hergish to bring animal sacrifice, but not to some deity, not to some avodah zarah. You bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the point is, the Rambam said that the whole idea of karbanos was like a defensive move. It was all preventative or necessary based on who the Jewish people were at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But you want to know, klapei shmaya galya, pun intended, if the Eibishter then needs karbanos, the Rambam says, lama li roiv zivcheichem. Hashem says, I don't really need karbanos. The Ramban in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra brings the Rambam, and the Ramban says, quote, vihine heim divrei havoi. I can't even translate it. He says, what the Rambam is saying is havoi. How could you say that? Eich yirapu shever godol, v'kush yiraba al nekalo, yasu shulchan Hashem agoyol. The Rambam's taking the shulchan Hashem, the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mizbeach, and he's turning it, making it disgusting. She'ein eirak lohoitzi milibol shal rishon v'tipshay yoylam. It's all to somehow get the rishon and the tipshay yoylam to go away from their avodah zarah. It can't be. Besides, says the Rambam, the Torah says, ki heim karbanos alechem isha l'reach nichayach. Karbanos areach nichayach. And if karbanos areach nichayach, there's no way in the world that this could be the Talmud. So we have machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam understood karbanos was all to get a person away from avodah zarah. But the Ramban understood, no, it's reach nichayach. Avada, the idea of karbanos are that on some level, it is a ruchniyah stigger world, and every time we bring a carbon, it makes a tremendous roshim in that ruchniyah stigger world. There's a Gemara, Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, a Gemara in a few different places, where the Gemara said, Amar Rav Shimon said, as in the Tana Rav Shimon Bayichoy, Kol Koyin She'in Emoida Ba'avoida, In Lo Chelik Begumna. Any Koyin that doesn't admit, meaning, he doesn't believe in Avoida, he doesn't believe in Shechita Kabbalah, Lachas Riko, he doesn't believe in the Avoida, Ein Lo Chelik Beguna. He can't serve as a Koyin. And the question wasn't me. What does it mean the Koyin is Ein Lo Moida Bavoida? The Chassam Sofer, in the Chedushah Chassam Sofer Al Hashas, on this Gemara, Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, he says a Dover Nifla. He says that we know there's Machlokes Rambam and Ramban as to what the time of the Karbanos was. Says the Chassam Sofer, and we know the Ramban was Matmi on the Rambam. He says, how could the Rambam have
said that the whole idea of Kambanus is to get a person to move away from Avodah Zarah. There's no way that's what it is. It says, Re'ach Nichayach. We know this definitely. Hashem wants our Kambanus. So how can the Rambam have said that? And the truth is a very, very shver Rambam. So he brings that the Marit said a pshat in the Rambam. What the Marit's pshat is, it's not for today. Ayin Shon. But here's the punchline. The Chasam Sofer said, you know what the punchline is? When Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Kol Koyin She'ein Emoida Ba'avoida Ein Lai Chelik B'Kahuna, you know who he's talking to? Any Koyin that doesn't believe in Avoida, meaning he thinks Pshat in Avoida is what the Rambam said, up at the Poshit Pshat in the Rambam, the way the Ramban understood the Rambam, not the way the Maritfa and for the Rambam, that person is Ein Lai Chelik B'Kahuna. He says, if a person thinks that that's what Karbonos are, that's what Avoida is, he thinks Pshan and Avoid is the posh Pshan and the Rambam. He's the one that's saying like Chelik Pugun. But anyway, this is one of the biggest machloikas in ever between the Rambam and the Ramban, Tama Korbanis. But we mentioned in the introduction to Perek Tam Benishchat that even though there's a major machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramban, that was only with regards to Shar Korbanis. But as it relates to the Korban Pesach, over there was never a machloikas. As it relates to the Korban Pesach, it was never a machloikas. There it's Mefurish and Chazal, Rashi brings in the Chumash and Parashas Boy, it's Peshem the Mechilta. Hashem told Moshe, told the Yidin, Mishchu ukchu lachem tzoin. Mishchu yetchem me'avoy de zara, ukchu lachem tzoin shal mitzvah. The purpose of the Korban Pesach was for sure to get the Yidin away from avoy de zara. And really, in order to understand this, we have to take a step backwards. And we have to understand a little bit what the state of the Jews were when they were in Mitzrayim, before they were taken out, and what exactly the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians was. Egypt was the capital of the civilized world at the time that the Yidden were in Mitzrayim. It was a very wealthy country, and they were very advanced in terms of the sciences, quote-unquote, the Khartoumim and the Kishifmachers, and everything that was going on there. Egypt was, in many, many ways, the center of the world. And one of the things that the Egyptians were, was Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They used to worship pagans. If you learn the Rambam and the Mori Nevuchim, it's fascinating. The Rambam goes into great detail and he describes what the temples looked like. He says they used to worship, they would bring karbanos. So they would bring lions and tigers and bears and elephants and all these great animals. And this was the Avodah Zarah. This is what they used to do. The Jews lived in Egypt and they assimilated. They were part of the Egyptian culture. So much so that they became Ovdei Avodah Zarah as well. This, we know the Chazal, the Yidden were in the Memtei Shari Tumo. We know the Chazal, that when the Yidden came to the Yamsuf didn't want to split. Why not? Because the Yamsuf said, Alolo Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Alolo Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But the truth is, that if you look in Nach, Sefer Yecheskel, Perek Chof, the Psukim go through and talk about the Avodah Zarah that the Yidden were steeped in at that time. It's incredible Psukim. It's kedai to go through. Yecheskel Perakov. We did a whole shir on this one. It's a whole raid bite. Yecheskel Perakov. It's fascinating. But all the Psukim, everything that went on. But the point is, the Yidden were part and parcel of the Egyptian culture. They were Ovdei, Ovdei. So what was the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians? What exactly did they worship? The Rishonim say in many places, they worshiped the Tleh. They worshiped the sheep. But just to understand this with a mature mind, so what does that mean? They saw a sheep, they believed the sheep was what created the whole world, this clan of Shapsula, that's the most vulnerable animal in the animal kingdom. This is what they worshipped, not the Eibishter, not this, not that, but the sheep from all behemoths. How do you even understand that? So the truth is, we have a little bit of a mistake when we think of Avodah Zarah, right? We grew up listening to the story about Avram. He went into his father Terach's house. His father went out to get a coffee, and he goes and he knocks out all the idols and all the graven images, and he destroyed everything, and he wanted to know who destroyed it, right? The whole mashal that the Medrash says. But the truth is, that's bullshit. That if the Avodah Zarah were accused of a lot of things, but they were never accused of being tipshin. Now, truth is, the Rambam did accuse them of being tipshin. But the Rambam was a das yachid. The most Rishonim didn't ever say that they were necessarily, they weren't fools. So what were they worshipping? The Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to worship certain powers in the supernatural world. However, in order to be able to conceptualize and visualize things that existed in the supernatural world, they would pick and choose certain physical things in the natural world, and they treated them with sanctity because they treated them as being the physical embodiment of what it was they were worshiping in the supernatural world, if that makes sense. So the Ovdei Avodah Zarah weren't worshiping behemoths. They weren't worshiping idols. When they would bow down to a Geshka, They're not bowing down to the Getchko, to the Eitzim and the Avonim, but it's to what the Eitzim and Avonim represent. What they decided, the Eitzim and Avonim is the physical embodiment of. So if the Avodah Zarah were referred to by Chazal as Akum, what does Akum mean? Akum is an acronym. Oivdei Kaychavim Umazalis. They used to worship the Kaychavim, and they used to worship the Mazalis. The Kaychavim are the stars. What are the Mazalis? These are the constellations, the 12 constellations of the zodiac. Don't ask me what that means. That's above my pay grade. But they used to worship the constellations. The Egyptians used to worship the first constellation. It's known as the constellation of Aries. In Hebrew, it's Mazal Tov. That was the Mazal that they worshipped. And that Mazal really has power. It's one of the intermediaries between the natural world, the world that we live in, and the metaphysical world, and in the supernatural world. And they, through their Avodah Zarah, were able to manipulate these intermediaries for their hashpois and for things that they were going to benefit from. So they were actually able to manipulate these supernatural creations in order to benefit them. But what they worshipped was not the sheep per se, but really what they were worshipping was the Mazal of Tleh. That's what they were worshipping. It's a mazel. It's the Rosh HaMazalos in the world of astrology. And that's the mazel that they used to worship. But the physical embodiment of mazel tleh was, shocking, a tleh. That's what it was. It was a sheep. And as a result, they treated the sheep as being kodesh. You weren't allowed to shecht the sheep. If you shechted a sheep, achas dosei lahamas, you chayv misa. If somebody was caught eating a lamb chop, he was dead. They would kill him. You weren't allowed to do it. A riot sign, the Pasuk says, was looked upon. Down upon. Why? Because you drank Zechut Avodah Zarah. These were the Getchkes. This was their Avodah Zarah. Not that they believed in the power of the Tleh. It was the Mazel of the Tleh that the Tleh represented. But it's the same difference. The bottom line is the Tleh at the end of the day was something that was treated as Avodah Zarah. The Yidden that were over the Avodah Zarah, they lived in Mitzrayim. So what was the Avodah Zarah du jour? Right? What was the popular Avodah Zarah of the day? It was Mazel Tleh. That's what everybody was worshipping. That's exactly what the Yidden worshipped. It came time for the Yidden to be taken out of Mitzrayim. Makis, the Shvuah, the Tefillah, and if they're ready to leave, they're going to go, and they're going to witness Mashal Oiroi, Yecheskel, Bambuzi, Meoilam, at the Yamsuf. They're going to stand at the foot of our Sinai, Keishach, Abalevachot. They're going to say Nasif, they're going to get the Torah, and they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. The first thing they had to do was they had to eradicate the Avodah Zarah. They had to get rid of it. They're steeped in Avodah Zarah. You can't go into Eretz, you can't be Makabal the Torah if you're steeped in Avodah Zarah. So what do you have to do? You have to get rid of it. So what was the Avodah Zarah? The Avodah Zarah was the Tleh. So the Eibush said, Mishchu, Yetchem, Avodah Zarah, Ukulachem Tleh. Take a tzoin. Take a tzoin. What are you going to do with the Tleh? You're going to shecht it. That's the first thing. That's what the Egyptians didn't allow you to do. So the first thing you do is you're going to shecht the Avodah Zarah. Wow. You're shechting the Avodah Zarah. That's number one. Then you're going to eat it. The fifth and the sixth mitzvah in the Sefer HaKinuch respectively. Because at the end of the day, that's what was considered Kaddish. That's what the Egyptians said. Capital punishment if you do. That's exactly what we're going to do it in the eyes of the Egyptians. And you know what else we're going to do? We're going to do Chodesh Nisan. Why Chodesh Nisan? Because Chodesh Nisan is the month that the Mazel Tleh is at its strongest. And we're going to do it on the 14th and the 15th days. And it's the middle of the month. That's when the month and the mazel reaches its climax. That's when it's at its apex. That's exactly when we're going to do it. Because this is an exercise of Mishchu Yetchem L'Avodah Zarah. The idea of the carbon Pesach, it was a carbon that was brought to remove us L'Avodah Zarah. And this has nothing to do with the Rambam and the Meir Nevuchim and the Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra. In fact, the Ramban himself in Parashas Bo, he says this was the purpose of the carbon Pesach. The idea of the carbon Pesach was Mishchu Yetchem L'Avodah Zarah U'kulachem Tzoyshal Mitzvah. If you go through the Rishonim scattered, in different places, the Rishonim say that with this understanding, you can make sense of all the different halachas. Just to mention one, the halacha was the Karban Pesach had to be roasted. Kiyam Tzli Esh, right? We had all the Gemaras about Kiyam Tzli Esh. Why'd it have to be Kiyam Tzli Esh? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, the reason is, because the Pesach represented the Avodah Zarah. That's what the Tleh was. It was Avodah Zarah. Psile Eleheyem. Tisrafun Ba'esh. And that's why it had to be Kiyam Tzli Esh. As I state in Raya de Mehemna and Parashas Pinchas, it's Zohar HaKadosh. And it's all of this derech. Because everything that happened was about eradicating, it was about eradicating the Avodah Zarah. The Ramei Simcha, in a, not just classic Meshach Chachma, this is classic Sheba, classic Meshach Chachmas. This is in Parshas Baloyscha, this is an absolute gift for Ramei Simcha. He talks about this idea, he talks about this Yisoid Barichos. And he goes on to explain so many different things. It's kedai to just mention a few. Yesterday we spoke about the Karban Pesach that Chizkiyo HaMelech brought. So Chizkiyo becomes king, he's 25 years old, he ruled for 29 years, his mother's name was Avia, and then he became king when? B'chodesh HaRishon. He became king in Chodesh Nisan. And when he became king,
they couldn't bring any karbanis. And the reason is because there was so much tumah and there was so much of a desire in the Beis HaMikdash that it was impossible to bring a karban. So the first thing he did was he had to hire a crew and they had to go and make sure they sanitized the Beis HaMikdash from all the tumah. And they worked day and night tirelessly until they finally cleaned it. And when the Beis HaMikdash was cleaned, what day was it? It was Tezai and Nisan. And he wanted to bring karban Pesach. He wanted to bring it so badly. So what did he do? So it's Machlekes Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon said he was Ma'aber Nisan, which would go down as one of the most controversial things that ever happened. Because it can't be Ma'aber Nisan, Ma'aber Adar. It can't be Ma'aber Nisan. Rav Yehuda said even a bigger Chiddush. The Yidden celebrated Pesach when? Chiddush Iyar. Ramei Simcha, from yesterday's daf, from Parshas Pinchas, that they saw. But what was going on, said Ramei Simcha? Why was Pesach such a big deal? So you bring Karban Pesach next year. Why they have to bring the Karban Pesach? Says Ramei Simcha. Because just like the first Karban Pesach was a symbol of Mishchu Yetchem Avodah Zarah, take the Avodah Zarah and shecht it, take the Avodah Zarah and eat it, every single Karban Pesach that every single Yid was going to bring L'dayri Dairus was going to be the same exact thing. It was going to be a kiyum, a symbol of destroying the Avodah Zarah. Chizkiyo became king at a time where Batku Midan Vad Ber Sheva, and they weren't Baki and Tyrus, they were all over the Avodah Zarah. And he had to go and eradicate this Avodah Zarah. And this was his mission. This is the new administration, new policy, no Avodah Zarah. So what did he want to bring so badly, said Ramei Simcha? At Gevalt said that Gegangen and Leben, he wanted a Karban Pesach. Because that's what the Karban Pesach is. The Karban Pesach is all about shechting the Avodah Zarah. And this is exactly what he wanted to do. There's another chapter in Nach. And this is a Malachim base. It's Perichav Gimel. It talks about another one of the great kings, Melech Yeshio. Also a descendant of David HaMelech. And Yeshio goes down as one of the great... In fact, we mourn the death of Yeshio in the Kinnus. In the Kinnus, on Tisha B'Av, we talk about Misas Yeshio with the story with Yirmiyo. The Pasuk says that when Yeshio became king, he found the state of the union exactly where Chizkiyo did. There was Avodah Zarah everywhere. And the Pasuk goes on and it describes how he destroyed everything. I'll just read a few Pasukim. The Gam is called Batei Abomis Ashabari Shoimram. Ashashu Malchi Yisrael Lahachas Heiser Yoshio. Yeshio removed all the Avodah Zarah. Vayaslam Kachola Maisim Ashashu Bevesa. Vayizbaches Kokihani Abomis. Vayisrif is Asmis. He did everything and then he comes to Yerushalayim. So Yeshio, he's finished. He cleansed out Eretz Yisrael from all the Avodah Zarah. Yeshio arrives in Yerushalayim. Next Pasuk, not skipping. Next pasuk, Vayitzav HaMelech is called Om Lema. The Melech turned to the Am and he told him, Asu Pesach L'Hashem Elokeich. Bring a carbon Pesach. Ka'kosuv al Snefer Abris Hazeh. Ki lo inase ka Pesach Hazeh bimei ha-shoiftim ha-shoshoftu ha-sisrah. And the carbon Pesach that they brought, there hadn't been a Pesach like that since the times of the Shoiftim. V'chol yimei Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Yehuda, Dovin HaMelech, Shloim HaMelech. Going back to the Shoiftim. This is before the kings, right? Shoiftim, Shmuel. It's going back to the Shoiftim. Since then, they didn't have such a Karban Pesach. The 18th year of Melech Yeshio, Nasa Pesach Hazel Hashem Yishloim. That's when this Karban Pesach, right, wasn't done right away. Yeshio was about Tshuva, right? We know the Gemara Masech the Shabbos. But the point is, this is what, why did we bring Karban Pesach? What's this big deal? He goes from eradicating all the Avodah Zarah to bringing Karban Pesach. Because the Karban Pesach was the symbol, that's the Karban of getting rid of Avodah Zarah, leaving your past behind, and now you're moving forward. And that's what the Yidden had to do. They're doing tshuva now. They have to eradicate their past. How do you eradicate their past? You're going to bring in Avodah Zarah. He says, Ramei Simcha, what does the pasuk mean? That kiloi nasik ha-pesach hazeh, mimei ha-shoiftim, v'chol yimei malchi Yisrael, u-malchi. David HaMelech didn't bring such a carbon Pesach. Says Ramei Simcha, yeah. David HaMelech never had to bring such a carbon Pesach. Because they didn't have this Avodah Zarah. The Kiloi Nasa was, not that they brought it to Chasai, the Kuchu Kasai. That's not what it means. It means the Matara, what the Karban Pesach was all about. This is the only one. Ramei Simcha continues. I mean, we can go through this the whole night. Ramei Simcha continues. Ramei Simcha says, when the Yidu in the Midbar, how many Karbanis Pesach did Yidu bring in the Midbar? One. Tashon HaShenis. Right? That first year was, they left right after the Karban Pesach. That next year was the only time. After that, they never. And Tosfos and Kedushin and the Ramban and the Rishonim in different places, they discussed why not. But there was only one that says Ramei Simcha. I'm going to tell you why. If the Yidden didn't bring the Karban Pesach in the Midbar, Vaisos, they weren't supposed to bring the Karban Pesach in the Midbar. Like the Rishonim say, different reason. So why did they bring that one? Why that one? Because that first year that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they did the Chet HaEgel. And they needed Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Said Ramei Simcha, now you get Kapara for the Chet HaEgel? Now you get kapara from the Chet HaEgel. You get kapara from the Chet HaEgel by bringing a Karban Pesach. Ramei Simcha says, but this you can understand the Chazal. Chazal say that the pasuk says that the ger, the chiyogur, it choger, v'asa Pesach l'Hashem. Listen to a Medrash Pliya. Yoch miyad. You would have thought that if a ger, the person becomes a ger, Chanukah is Megayah. So you would have thought, V'chiyog itchum ger, V'asa Pesach Hashem, immediately being a carbon Pesach. Se Talmud loy mechakuchas Pesach, ukim mishpat ayase, do you only do it on your dollar? Figure mace, what was the Havamina? A person becomes a ger in mitten Chanukah. Now all of a sudden you're supposed to go ahead and bring a carbon Pesach. The Teretz says, because a ger is leaving his past behind. He's being Zayveach his Yitzroy. You know how you do that? By bringing a carbon Pesach. Because that's what the Pesach represents. It represents Mishchu Yedchem Me'avoy Dezara U'kul Lechem Shlein Shal Mitzvah. So there would have been a Havamina, Ben Benoy Shal Havamina, that may be a ger. There may be a ger, every single, when it doesn't matter when he's Megayer, maybe this ger is supposed to be in Karmel Pesach. Kamash once says, Ramei Simcha, that really you're not. So I'll just mention one other thing. He says that we know whenever Bezdin was Ma'aber, no, that's fine. But I'll go on this Ramei Simcha. This Ramei Simcha says that it wasn't just the first Karmel Pesach. We need to have something for tomorrow. This wasn't just the first Karmel Pesach that was Mishchu Kulukhan, but really this was every single Karmel Pesach. Every single Karmel Pesach on some level represented the idea of Mishchu Yetchum Lavi. The Machlek is Ramam and the Ramban is Bashar Karbanes. But Karmel Pesach is fundamentally different. The original Pesach was a Tleh. It was the Avodah Zarah of the Yidin. It was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrim. That's why they shechted it. That's why they ate it. Notice, less an emphasis on Kabbalah, Eloch, and Zrika, like we spoke about on Shabbos. That was the Iker, because it was all about getting rid of the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. But every single Pesach, whether it was the times of Chizkiyahu, whether it was in the time of Yeshio, the Karban Pesach would always represent this idea. The idea of a person removing himself from Avodah Zarah. Just to end with one Machshava. Rabbi Gedalia Shor, in a Sefer Ur Gedalia, see, he says that we know what does Pesach mean. Pesach zusha anu aichan al shumma al shumsha pasach. What does pasach mean? Passover. The Eibishtot ibegehipt. Right, Hashem. He jumped over the houses that had the dam on the shtei mezuzos and on the mashkef. So Rabbi Gedalia Shor brings from the tzaddikim that the tzaddikim said al pi pnimiyas ha-Torah that the carbon pesach is a pesach of dilug. It's a carbon that allows a person to skip. Usually in avodas Hashem, a person has to climb. Right, you have to crawl before you walk, and walk before you run, and run before you fly. Right, everything happens by Madraga. One step, and then another step, and then another step, and eventually, with time, you can reach Madragas. But the Karban Pesach was different. The Karban Pesach was a Karban of Pesach, a Karban of Al Shemshah Pesach, of Dilug. It allowed the Yidden to jump Madragas. The Yidden went, Mishchu Yetchem Avodah Zarah, and then in the next breath, Ukhulachem Tzoyim Shal Mitzvah. When the Yidden brought the Karban Pesach, they were in the Shar Memtes. They were in the Memtes Shar Atum. And then they brought the carbon and they shechted the carbon and then they ate from it and they're already eating kachim. And they're ready in the Madrega of Kedusha. The carbon Pesach had a koyach of Dilug that the Yidden were able to jump Madregas with the carbon Pesach. That's what we're missing, that we don't have a carbon Pesach. Pesach gives us a koyach of Dilug. It allows us to jump. It allows us to bypass Madregas. It allows us to be Mekapitz Olaharim. That's what it allows us to do. It allows us to literally go by Madragas. He says Rabbi Gedalia Shor, there's one other mitzvah that you find us by. There's one other mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of Mila. Chazal say, Dover Tziva Le'elav Dar Zumila. Dover Tziva Le'elav Dar Zumila. So Rabbi Gedalia Shor brings from the Ishbitza, Sechet Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha. He said, what does it mean, Dover Tziva Le'elav Dar Zumila? He said, because if a Yid would understand the Kedusha that he gets by having a Bris Mila, he would realize it would take 1,000 years, 1,000 doiris, 1,000 doiris of Avodas Hashem for a person to be able to come to the Madrega of Mila. He said, the Madrega Mila? Mila? It's such a level of Kedusha. The difference between a Yid and a Goy is Mila. Goyim, even if they're Mulim, they're Arelim. A Yid, even if he's a Mo. Because Mila is such a Madrega of Kedusha. He said, 1,000 doiris. Of Avodas Hashem is what it would take to come to this Madrega. So the Ishbitz had said, that's David Sivil Elof Dar Zum Mila. But what happens to a little baby? A baby's born, he's Nichnas Lebris Nishal Avram Avinu, and on the eighth day, what does he get? He gets the Kedusha Mila. He says, that's why David HaMelech said, Sosa Noichi Alim Rasecha Kemoitza Sholol Rav. It's a Sholol Rav. We don't appreciate it, but it's a Sholol Rav. Because the Madregas of Kedusha that every single baby gets, he just won the lottery. He was born, 8 days later, he got 1,000 generations worth of Avodas Hashem. 1,000 generations of Kedusha. But said Rav Gedalia Shor, Mila is also a mitzvah of Dilug. You skip 1,000 doiris, like the Ishbitz had said. Dover tziva le'elef doir zu mila. So he said the two mitzvahs of Dilug are the mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of Milah. See, it's not a coincidence. The Yidden had to leave Mitzrayim, and they needed Chusim. Ve'ever alaych ve'erech mispaises is b'damayich. And Eibush said, what are the Chusim going to be? Ve'oim alach b'damayich chayi, ve'oim alach b'damayich chayi. It, the Mechilta says it was Dan Pesach and Dan Milah. Why did he pick Dan Pesach and Dan Milah? So we said over Torah from the Lev Aryeh. Said, Rab Gedal Yeshur, al pi anal, you know why? Because the Yidden needed mitzvahs that were going to scoot them ahead. He needed mitzvahs of Dilug, because if they're going to go slowly, they were going to be there for a long time. And the Yidden were in the Shar Memtes. And in order to get it out of the Shar Memtes, they needed mitzvahs that were going to allow them to pass boards and to skip and to go from zero to a thousand. That's what they needed. There are two mitzvahs that have the ability to do that. It's the mitzvah of Pesach. It's the mitzvah of Milah. Pesach is b'cheftza al shum she pasach. It's a mitzvah of Pasach. Mishkul kulachem Milah is dovat zilav al elav dar. That's why the two mitzvahs that Yidden got, the two mitzvahs they had, as chusim to leave Mitzrayim, were the mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of Milah.